50 days ago. Leo is about to make a statement live from Washington, D.C. The apartment doesn't have a TV, so Kira finds a live stream online and watches it horizontal on the couch with her laptop balanced on her stomach. It's not even light over there yet. He walks to an artificially lit podium set up outside a grand-looking building shrouded in pre-dawn darkness, his face solemn and serious. She wonders what he's thinking. He's a medical doctor as well as the leader of the country. He must understand more than most. He begins to speak, slowly and deliberately, reading easily from some unseen teleprompter, but looking as if he's talking directly to the lens. The virus is all over the world. We have not witnessed a pandemic of this nature in living memory. We will prevail. As soon as the program cuts back to the talking heads in the news studio, Kira shuts the laptop and then surprises herself by bursting into hard, hot tears. She's not scared, at least not physically. The virus may be in the country, but it still feels very far away from her. It's mostly a benign flu, from what they say. She trusts that the people who are supposed to know how to protect her from this will, that they already are. But all this is still, well, scary. Some of the things the Taoiseach said she'd heard before many times, but in sci-fi virus thrillers and post-apocalyptic zombie movies, not from the mouth of the leader of her country in a press conference so pressing he had to do it in the pre-dawn dark on the other side of an ocean. And this is real world. Hers. Her mother once told her that the scariest thing she saw on TV on 9/11 was a live shot of the southern tip of Manhattan when thick, dusty smoke was billowing into the sky from between the injured buildings. It was a familiar shot of a city her mother felt she knew even though she'd never been, because she'd seen it destroyed and invaded and exploded countless times across decades worth of TV shows and Hollywood movies. But this scene was rendered utterly alien by the fact that it was happening for real. The mundane and the incomprehensible smashed.